This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. An investigation is now underway into how logs of calls and text messages for almost all of AT&T's cellular customers were compromised. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur says it's a massive data leak.
There are a lot of questions about how AT&T could allow this much information to be stolen and what it is doing to ensure that it responsibly holds on to people's information in the future.
The number of House Democrats who've publicly called for President Biden to leave the race continues to grow. More from CBS's Nicole Killian.
It could have been something where it was predetermined for some members, but others still are kind of weighing their options and kind of taking this all in totality.
CBS News has learned that even more congressional Democrats will add their voices to the chorus in the next 48 hours. The president's campaigning in Michigan today and is holding virtual meetings with congressional caucuses, all in an effort to save his position on the top of the ballot. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continued his tour of the U.S. with a speech at a meeting of the National Governors Association in Salt Lake City.
This is one of the most transparent battles between good and evil of our time. It's clear that Ukraine has done nothing wrong before God and people, and all the pain our country suffers is only the result of Russia's.
The jury in the corruption trial of New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez has begun deliberating. CBS News New York reporter Alice Gaynor is covering that.
Right now, he is still senator. He rebuffed claims to resign. Many of his fellow senators had asked him to step down. He did not do that. In fact, he recently filed paperwork to run for re-election as an independent. He could still hold office if convicted, but they might expel him if he is convicted. And again, he's 70 years old and he is facing decades behind bars. Remember when this indictment was unsealed, he did resign as the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
The FAA has grounded the SpaceX Falcon 9 after a rocket suffered a catastrophic engine failure as it launched Starlink satellites. Your CBS News space consultant, Bill Harwood.
Right after this incident occurred, Elon Musk, you know, the founder of SpaceX, posted on X that flight controllers had made contact with five of the 20 Starlink satellites on board. They sent commands up to try to get them to use their onboard thrusters to raise their orbit. They were much lower than planned because of this failure. And we hadn't heard any updates on that. So we don't really know the fate of the 20 satellites on board. They're in such a low orbit, there's no way to recover them.
Wall Street, about an hour before the close, all the indexes are about 1% up. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Cheryl Christensen, previously charged in her disabled son's death, was identified as the victim of a homicide found after a house fire in Racine Monday. An autopsy has revealed that Christensen had been shot multiple times before the fire. They reclassified the case from a fire-related death to homicide. The investigation is linked to the recent incident at Cliffside Park in Caledonia, where police fatally shot a 37-year-old man connected to Christensen's address. State investigators are leading the inquiry into that shooting. A major road project is set to reshape Racine County this summer. Work starts Monday on a roundabout at Highway 75 and A. The 50th annual Salmon-O-Rama Fishing Contest returns as a 9-day festival at the Racine Civic Center. The fishing competition offers a $50,000 grand prize. Racine firefighters filled that kids' pond with lake water yesterday. There are fireworks tonight. Beach cautions and advisories were issued for several beaches in Racine and Kenosha counties this week. Both communities regularly test water quality and post results online. A welcome party for the Republican National Convention at the Summerfest grounds is expected to draw 15,000 people. That's on Sunday. There will be major road closures around Milwaukee throughout convention week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brewers avoid a no-hitter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got out of a no-hitter, but they lost to the Pirates yesterday 1-0 in front of 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Christian Yelich went 0-for-4 at the plate and talked about the Pirates' 22-year-old pitcher, Paul Skeens.
He's a good pitcher. It's good stuff. He did a good job pitching, honestly.
He retired 16 batters in a row. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Impressive all the way around. Secondary pitches, heater, command, composure. Yeah, I thought he was great.
This Paul Skeens, who threw over 100 pitches, could start for the National League team next week at the All-Star game. College football last night at the ESPY Awards. Nick Saban honored with the Icon Award for his career as a head coach at LSU and Alabama.
You know, one thing that would help all of our spirit and all of our society is if we would just change one thing. Instead of coming up to somebody and saying, how are you today? Why don't you say, who did you help today?
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Sitting comfortably warm today with high temperatures climbing to 80 degrees. Sunshine dominates the day and holds tight tomorrow, too. The mugginess seeping in, the chances for showers and some strong thunderstorms surges through overnight and into our Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Girls, the Beach Boys on WRJN. That song was released 59 years ago today, and it inspired a lot of parodies, including, by the way, Back in the USSR by the Beatles.
She's got it. Yeah, baby. to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You can check out the Racine Concert Band's 102nd year of free concerts, Sunday nights through August at the band shell at the Racine Zoo.
The General Douglas MacArthur March.
There's another Racine Concert Band concert this Sunday night at 7:30 at the Racine Zoo. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, Cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word cocktail to get your second drink for free.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Vollman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Day and every
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And now a song that was supposed to be a throwaway B-side, but instead became a cultural phenomenon. Na Na Hey Hey, Kissing Goodbye.
Monday, Monday, just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So if you miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News Online and you'll find the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
7 Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are arriving in Milwaukee for next week's GOP National Convention. Protesters will be there, too. State Party Chair Brian Schimming predicts things will stay peaceful.
I've spent a lot of time at the protest rodeo, and I feel pretty well that it'll be. But if we have some surprises, we're counting on local law enforcement to deal with it, and we expect that they will.
Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. Conservative State Supreme Court Justice Brad Schimmel raised close to $600,000 over the last 6 months. Liberal Susan Crawford raised a little more than $460,000 since she got into the race last month. The candidate shared those numbers with WISP Politics. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine woman previously charged in her disabled son's death has been identified as the victim of a homicide found after a house fire Monday. Initially thought to be a fire-related death, an autopsy has revealed Cheryl Christensen had been shot multiple times before the fire started. The investigation is linked to a recent incident at Cliffside Park in Caledonia, where police fatally shot a 37-year-old man. Police say that man is connected to Christensen's address. State investigators are leading the police shooting inquiry. A major road project is set to reshape Racine County this summer. Work starts Monday on a roundabout at Highway 75 and A. In addition to the new traffic circle, the DOT will be doing upgrades to street lighting, pavement marking, and culverts. Drivers will see detours onto Highways 20, 45, and 11. The project will likely last through the fall. Mount Pleasant has agreed to send one police officer and a motorcycle to assist with public safety during the RNC in Milwaukee. The village board approved an intergovernmental agreement with Milwaukee this week. Kenosha County declined to send extra staff. They've got Country Thunder going on at the same time. The RNC starts Monday in Milwaukee. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
sitting comfortably warm today with high temperatures climbing to 80 degrees. Sunshine dominates the day and holds tight tomorrow, too. The mugginess seeping in, the chances for showers and some strong thunderstorms surges through overnight and into our Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
WRJN.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. There's 3 Degrees and When Will I See You Again. Now, Sheila Ferguson is the lead singer of 3 Degrees, and when she first heard that song, she was insulted. She thought it was too simple. She threw a tantrum. She didn't want to sing it. Little did she know it would sell several million copies.
Because
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. If you're looking for something to do tonight, why not head down to Monument Square in Racine? It's another Music on the Monument. All the restaurants will be open. Lots of great music, too.
Where I wanna go.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. You know, maybe the key to combating childhood obesity is keeping kids in school year-round. Researchers say parents let their children consume up to 5 times as much sugar during the summer as they would at any other time of the year. 5 times.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at wrjn.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard. But baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh.
on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So don't let slip away. Baby, 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 baby. How can you be? Please, I need your love. I need your love. I need your love. Now bring it on back. Bring it on back. Bring back that love.
For 97 years now, WRJN has provided local news. Coming up, CBS News at 4 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
WRJN.